Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And it's been an incredible day around Jerusalem and the outskirts in the wilderness, and got to see where Jesus suffered his temptation and also where he was baptized. And interestingly enough, where he was baptized, we saw several white doves flying around. It was just really cool. So anyway, today we are in Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 through 20. And this is in the ESV, and it says this: "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those are few who will find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for another day of life, another day of breath, another day of praising you, another day of worship, another day of having the opportunity to obey you, to trust you, to believe you, to walk in your footsteps. You have set us an example that we should do as you have done before us, and you have told us that we need to walk in the pathway of our rabbi, and that's you, Jesus. And that also means walking in that narrow gate. And there is a lot of popular opinion out there about what to do and all the easy ways of getting things done. And yet there's this narrow way that you have for us. And help us today to be obedient to that narrow way, to walk instead of walking the path of least resistance, to trust you as we walk through the path of more resistance. And Lord, as I was able to walk around the hillsides and the places where you walked, and to see the places where you stood and the places where you taught and were baptized, I'm just amazed at how much walking you did all over the place. And Lord, it just reminds me of how important it is for us to take those daily steps and to spend that time in that rhythm and going into the hillside and praying every single day and spending time with you at every moment that we can, to have that, as Brother Lawrence said, to practice the presence of God in every situation, whether we're doing the dishes or we're taking a walk or we're spending time with friends or family or we're eating a meal. This can all be with you. And I'm so grateful that we can have that opportunity because of what you've done in the place where I'm praying for right now, which is Jerusalem. You set your face like flint toward Jerusalem. You knew what awaited you there, and yet you chose to go there. You chose to die on the cross for my sins and to set me free from the law of sin and death. And you have set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. You have set us all so gloriously free. We no longer have to try to reach up to heaven, but you have reached down to earth and you have rescued us. That perfect spotless lamb, that sacrifice that was made on our behalf once and for all. We don't have to have it happen over and over again, but you have been crucified that once, and we are crucified with you. And nevertheless, it's not us who lives, but you live in us. And so we want to honor you by recognizing and remembering your sacrifice on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Lord, help us to live fruitful lives. We want to be fruitful on the outside, and we want the fruit to flow from our hearts on the inside. You told us that you're not going to gather grapes from thorn bushes. And so, Lord, we want both. We want the vine to be attached to you. You said, apart from you, we can do nothing. But we also want to produce much fruit to bring you much glory. Show us practically. I mean, that sounds pretty ethereal, but show us practically what that means for us today. What does it mean to bear fruit today? And it might just mean stopping and talking to you. It might mean serving somebody who we're frustrated with. It can mean a whole lot of something. So Lord, just show that to us, and I know that you will. Thank you so much, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And as usual, in the month of February, I'm praying for you from Israel. And tonight, I'm praying for you from Jerusalem, which is such a privilege. So I hope you're having a great day and you are loved, my dear friend.